Welcome to a special replay edition of Last Week in AWS. Today, we'll be taking a look back at one of our most interesting and insightful stories from the past few years. So sit back and enjoy our replay edition of Last Week in AWS.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at LogicWorks. Getting to the cloud is challenging enough for many places, especially maintaining security, resiliency, cost control, agility, etc., etc., etc. Things break, configurations drift, technology advances, and organizations frankly need to evolve. How can you get to the cloud faster and ensure you have the right team in place to maintain success over time? Day two matters. Work with a partner who gets it. LogicWorks combines the cloud expertise and platform automation to customize solutions to meet your unique requirements. Get started by chatting with a cloud specialist today at snark.cloud/LogicWorks. That's snark.cloud/LogicWorks. And my thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
Let's talk about the dumbest dollars a cloud provider can possibly make. No, I'm not talking about data egress or the managed NAT gateway data processing fee. Those are rent-seeking behaviors that embody day two thinking. I'm talking about the dumbest money, the kind where cloud providers step over dollars to pick up pennies. Let's pretend that I run a company with a handful of engineers and I need to choose a cloud provider. Google Cloud offers me $50,000 in credits, AWS offers me $60,000 in credits, and Azure offers me a bunch of excuses about their poor excuse for a security program. Which provider do I pick? The answer is obvious. The one my engineers are already familiar with. Doing anything else is sheer lunacy. Learning a new cloud provider costs an incredible amount of time, and in the world of business, time is very much money. My point is thus that the dumbest possible money a cloud provider can make is from charging for training. Here's a fact that should be obvious to anyone who works in this industry with two functioning neurons to bang together. The cloud provider that an engineer lobbies for is the cloud provider that they know how to use effectively. Gartner VP and distinguished analyst Lydia Leong hit the nail on the head last week when she called out that free training is a loss leader. Companies offer loss leaders to get people in the door so they buy other things. It's a time-honored business tactic. While all the major cloud providers have free self-paced training options, they don't go far enough. Pass this training and we'll give you $300 in credits is the kind of incentive I'd expect to do well in the market. Certifications should be free, not hundreds of dollars, because, well, look at the folks who take these certs. They often strongly identify with their credentials. I see the logos for these certs in people's email signatures. They're listed on resumes, in some cases before the person's degree. Should we charge them more for this? No, jackass. The $150 or $300 or whatever per test is irrelevant in the larger context of your cloud business. By the time someone studies and crams their head full of your specific platform well enough to pass a certification, they're significantly invested in your platform. You don't need to charge them a few $100 because they're going to influence so very much more spending on your platform in the near future. You want engineers and companies to spend more on the platform, not your courses.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. I'm not going to dance around the problem. Your engineers are burned out. They're tired from pagers waking them up at 2 a.m. for something that could have waited until after their morning coffee. Ring, ring. Who's there? It's Nagios, the original Call of Duty. They're fed up with relying on two or three different monitoring tools that still require them to manually trudge through logs to decipher what might be wrong. Simply put, there is a better way. Observability tools like Honeycomb and very little else, because they do admittedly set the bar, show you the patterns and outliers of how users experience your code in complex and unpredictable environments, so you can spend less time firefighting and more time innovating. It's great for your business, great for your engineers, and most importantly, great for your customers. Try free today at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. That's honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud.
I do want to call out that the training and certification team at AWS are wonders of the world. Every time I talk to those folks, I come away deeply impressed, not only with their technical acumen, but their ability to explain complex concepts simply. They are wonderful people who serve an incredibly important function, and I'm in no way suggesting otherwise. My issue lies entirely with charging for the training team's work. Bake in the cost because the influenced revenue that they drive is monstrous compared to the relative peanuts they bring in directly. It can't be that simple, but maybe it is. I'm sure there's something I'm missing here, but I can't for the life of me figure out what that might be. If you do, please reach out and let me know, because this practice of charging diehards to become experts in every aspect of a platform has never made a lick of sense to me. I get that training and certification are probably making some money for the large cloud providers, and at their scale, some money is a gargantuan pile of cash. But it's dumb money. Those gargantuan piles of cash are still pennies next to the heaping mountains of gold bars the size of Mount Rainier when you consider future cloud spend. How much revenue training brings in is directly correlated with how much shame a cloud provider should feel about charging for it in the first place. Please be smarter about this.